Hello, everybody. I'd like to felicitate Comrade Owen Jones. Now, Owen Jones is someone to whom I'm diametrically opposed on most issues. I had the grave misfortune to know him at UNIV, or Oxford College, many moons ago. He's a bit younger than me. I can remember a sharp exchange of opinions about the liberation of Iraq, and he obviously wanted to keep the genocidal fascist tyrant there. Anyway, more recent years, I've come to have a more positive view of Mr. Jones, and he's right on Palestine. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're left-wing or right-wing or centrist or apolitical. Some things are just crystal clear. It's a plain matter of truth versus falsehood, of good versus evil, that the mass murder of civilians is not good. And that's true if the victims are Palestinians. And that's true even if the perpetrators are Israelis. That nobody should be mistreated on the basis of his or her ethnicity, race, citizenship, faith, lack of faith, and so on. And he has observed all these specious arguments forwarded by Zionist shills for the mass murder of Palestinian civilians in Gaza. And he does a lot of these little videos. You see them popping up on Facebook saying how, you know, an attack which kills lots of Palestinians, or indeed Iranians, and mainstream Western media organizations say claimed, reported by the whoever, by the Hamas-run Ministry of Health or by the Iranian regime or something like that, to delegitimize it, to cast a pall of doubt about it. Whereas when there's statements put out by the Israeli government or the Israeli Defense Forces, that's seen as a statement of fact, irrefutable, and so forth. And emotive language used to describe the deaths of Israelis, far fewer Israelis than Palestinians or Iranians. I remember the late, great Robert Fisk saying there was an exchange rate in the Western media, like sort of one American life was worth five Israelis was worth 500 Palestinians or something like that. In terms of the column inches, you see the slant of the reportage. So, I mean, he is correct on this one, even though he's dead wrong on everything else. Palestinian blood is as red as any other's. And yes, I lament the Israelis killed, the Palestinians killed, the Iranians killed, really just about everybody. And most of them aren't bad people, even soldiers or militants. Because that's it. They're fighting for their country. And many people take the Stephen Decatur view. My country, in her intercourse with other nations, may she always be in the right, but my country, right or wrong. Even if your country did fight the war, well, we're in it now. We're in it. We've got to win it and all the rest of it. Okay, but coming to the gravamen of this is that Owen Jones, he published a piece in December 2024 with the title "The BBC Civil War Over Gaza," and it appeared on the Drop Site News. And he claimed that Rafi Berg, a BBC editor, was biased towards the state of Israel, and the BBC's reporting on the Gaza conflict was reflective of that. And Owen Jones said he interviewed various BBC staff, but who didn't want their identities to be revealed. As a good journalist, of course, he was not going to name his sources against their wishes. And then he said that Rafi Berg was playing a key role in the wider BBC culture of systemic Israeli propaganda. And he claimed that various BBC journalists had told him that Rafi Berg micromanages reportage of this conflict, that insists on rewording headlines, changing texts and stories and things like that to soften criticism of Israel, to mollify Zionist opinion, and to show things from the Israeli viewpoint as much as possible. Later, he said that colleagues at the BBC believe that Rafi Berg sets the tone for the BBC's digital output on Israel and Palestine. And when people expressed concerns about this, they were repeatedly brushed aside. So Owen Jones said there was an internal revolt within the BBC. So I'm not commenting on the veracity of that. I don't actually know. I mean, I know hardly anybody at the BBC. I've not spoken to BBC people for like about 3 years or something. Jones, is the victory is not quite as resounding as he might like, because the court ruled that these statements were him opining. They weren't factual statements, and therefore they weren't the subject matter of a proper defamation action. So he's allowed to continue opining. So remember, defamation is a civil matter, not a criminal matter. Criminal libel hasn't even attempted to be used in the 1970s. It's dubious whether it even exists. You read Golden Balls about Sir James Goldsmith's attempt to take out criminal libel action against where was it, which magazine, Private Eye, and he was persuaded to withdraw and return for damages. So you can say what you like. It's not criminal unless it's incitement. Why is he still on the Middle East desk? Good question. The BBC is standing by him. Okay, maybe that's proof of yet again of systemic Zionist bias in the BBC. Okay, so coming back to defamation, what it is, because obviously incitement to violence or racial hatred or religious hatred, that's a crime, talking about the United Kingdom. But lying, generally speaking, isn't a crime. But if you lie in such a way that it wrecks somebody's reputation, then that is libelous, as in to suggest someone is incompetent, his or her trade or profession, that somebody has a communicable disease, someone has committed in prisonal offence, even if not being caught, various things like that. Anything would cause the person to be shunned or avoided or, you know, rejected by right-thinking members of society. It can be less than criminous, what you're alleging. One doesn't need to say it outright. Simply an implicit statement is sufficient. I did feel a bit sorry for Lady Sally Berker when she said about the late Lord McAlpine. Why is Lord McAlpine's face trending today, innocent face? Okay, impliedly saying he was a paedophile because there was that rumour going around. But, and she lost a libel action about that. And I did feel sorry for her because I thought the implication there was so slight. Goodness. So, but there have to be statements of fact to say somebody's bad. I don't like him. He's horrible. He's mean. He's an idiot. You see, these would be matters of opinion, not matters of fact. To say he's a burglar or she's a drug dealer or something like that. He's a terrible dentist. She's a useless teacher or whatever. And that is about, these are statements of fact about his or her occupation, for instance. So, but Rafi Berg, the odd thing is, some of this does seem to be like statements of fact, that micromanaging, well, okay, as an editor, he has some role in managing. Micromanaging is like beyond the usual. That he brushed aside complaints. That does seem to be a statement of fact and not just an opinion. Okay, you hear a complaint and how you deal with it, it could be seen to be brushing aside. Some way you deal with it was definitely not brushing aside. But somehow this didn't reach the threshold for these to be statements of fact. It's surprising that the BBC didn't see this, but they engaged a barrister known to work for US, UK Lawyers for Israel. Methinks it was the British Broadcasting Corporation, not Mr. Berg himself, who paid the legal fees. I could be mistaken on that one. So what do you think? So will the BBC change its tune at all? Obviously, they get inundated by complaints from the government of Israel, from various Zionist forces, the Conservative and Unionist Party. Was very Zionist. Robert Jenrick has even left, gone to Reform UK, being just insanely Zionist, is viciously anti-Palestinian. There was a stage when 80% of Conservative MPs were member of Conservative Friends of Israel, 80%, including David Cameron, including Boris Johnson, including like all the front bench, really. There's Labour Friends of Israel, but it's much smaller. So anything that Tel Aviv doesn't like, they will call that anti-Semitism, despite the fact that Palestinians are Semites. So killing them is anti-Semitic too. So most anti-Semitism against Palestinians. What do you think? Did the court get it right? What Owen Jones said, was that correct? Was it fair? Okay. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan790gmail.com. Goodbye.